Well, hello and welcome to One-on-One with One-to-One. Join us every month as we feature schools and tips and tricks to be successful in the One-to-One program. My name is Ronlyn Dandy from the technology training team, and I am joined by several of my colleagues from the technology training team. With me today, I have Sarah Thomas.
Hello.
Also, I have Ashana Wongwing.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. And Clarence Howes.
Hi, everybody.
As well as Renee Henderson.
Good afternoon, everyone.
All right. So we're all here in these wonderful times that we're having. Today's special episode, it features Principal Unique Hunter Blake, Assistant Principal Jessica Grant, and kindergarten teacher Cassandra Smith from Brandywine Elementary School. Welcome so much, and thank you so much for joining us today. With that, we'll go ahead and get started with our interviews.
Hi, everybody. Principal Hunter Blake, when you heard that we were moving to remote learning, what were your first thoughts and action steps? What'd you do?
Great question. My first thought was, wow, really so soon? I'm a big planner. And so for me, I'm a North. And so I'm a huge planner. And so for me, my initial reaction was, oh my God, I need to get my team together. We need to start planning for a layout, a rollout. What is this going to look like? And then initially, I also thought about the many scholars that I knew would not be able to access the remote learning. I thought about those scholars who weren't able to pick up Chromebooks. I thought about those scholars who did pick up Chromebooks but weren't able to necessarily connect to the internet. And I thought, how are we going to address the needs of those scholars? And so I think I might have called Ms. Grant right away, like, Ms. Grant, what are we going to do? And so being a new principal, this was definitely uncharted territory, even for my mentor. So when you call and you say, hey, can we talk about what are the next steps? And you hear, great question. As a new principal, you go, uh-oh, now what are we really going to do? And so I believe that my very first step after that was to call Ms. Grant and start to plot a plan on how we were going to meet the needs of not only our scholars, but also our staff members.
Ms. Grant, how about you? What were your thoughts on this?
There is one thing that Principal Hunter Blake and myself have in common is we think instructionally the same way. She thinks of things and then I think of them. And when we get together, it's like, I had the same thought. So we both thought about students. I first thought about our scholars who did not have access to this remote learning process. And then I thought about the abilities and the skill levels of our teachers and them being apprehensive to this new world and this new process. Because as with our students having various abilities, so do our instructional classroom leaders. They also have various abilities when it comes to the technological world. And so I thought about how I would continue to encourage them so they would be open to this new process and not feel intimidated, afraid, or find a way to really motivate them to push forward if they truly felt like it was becoming an overwhelming process for them.
Fantastic. And Ms. Smith, What's your perspective on this? What do you think?
My first thoughts were definitely, oh my goodness. I am a kindergarten teacher, so I've got 5 and 6 year olds and there's no way this is gonna work. But taking a step back, I was able to think about the things that we already have in place. Ms. Blake has been awesome about getting Classroom Dojo across our whole school. So we automatically had an immediate connection with our families. That we didn't have to, you know, really build from there. And then just thinking about the things during our day that we do in the classroom that makes us a community. How was I going to transfer that into the digital world to make my students, you know, still feel part of their routine and still feel like I was there with them in some form and they were there with their peers. So that's really what I did. And then lots of looking online for ideas, tricks, and there are so many. The T3 team was awesome with the things that you guys put out for us, the professional development, and there is so much online. It's really been a time of teachers coming together and supporting each other. So it was really great to look and see what other materials I could get from my colleagues.
Awesome. Well, very good. It sounds like we're off to a great start. So that's good news. Now, Principal Hunter Blake, please share with us some of the amazing things you've done to connect with students, staff, and parents during this time.
I'm so excited to share that we hosted a virtual town hall meeting for our parents, where we allowed them to ask questions after finding out about the distance learning. You know, they had several questions. They were apprehensive. They were unsure as to what it was really going to look like, what the school was going to be able to still provide for their scholars. And so we hosted a virtual town hall meeting. It was my first. I was learning how to utilize some of these online resources as well. And so I was really excited to do that. We've also incorporated for our scholars, we incorporated some lunch bunches, and that was at the suggestion of Ms. Grant, who thought about, hey, let's host some lunch bunches for our scholars. So we've done that. We've done our staff meetings have now become virtual, so we've done that utilizing the Google Meet. And today, I'm super excited to say that today I actually tried Zoom. A Zoom staff meeting for today where I utilized the breakout rooms today. Awesome. And so I was super, super excited about that. And it actually worked. I was able to get them into the room, bring them back, and we were able to keep going with our staff meeting. So I was really excited about that opportunity to continue to engage not only my staff, but my entire community, my scholars, my parents. We've had community members who have joined in on various aspects of our digital learning process thus far.
Awesome. Ms. Grant, how about you? What's your take on all this?
So I'll just add one additional thing to what Ms. Blake shared. And the one thing we started this week was doing morning announcements with our scholars. And so we're recording a message and we're posting it into the Google Classrooms and posing a question or some sort of activity that scholars can participate in and asking them to email us as the administrators of the building so we can stay connected. And I must say, I am impressed. So we've divided the process out amongst the grade levels, and I've gotten at least 15 emails this week from scholars responding to the question that I posed in the announcements. Again, this is just for them to do, to have fun with, just to check in with Ms. Grant, the assistant principal, and they've done it. You know, quite a few have done it thus far. So that's another way that we're trying to stay connected with the students, because we get a lot of responses from them just saying they miss seeing us. And the one thing I tell them I know they miss me doing is yelling, get out of that bathroom. Stop playing in that bathroom.
Ms. Smith, how about you?
So one of my favorite things that we did as a staff right away in March, we got together and created a video of a number of our staff members reading a poem. It was called I Can. And I love the way that it showed our community that we are still a Brandywine family, that we still are, you know, in communication with each other, and, you know, it's different, but we're going to get through this together.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. And I think Renee, at this point, has a couple of questions.
To all of our team members today, we are so excited that you are here and the wonderful things that you've been sharing about, with the entire Prince George's County family about how the impact of our quick move to remote learning has had on your school. But we know across the board, there have been some challenges. If you would be willing to share some of those challenges that you've had and how you've worked to overcome them, that would be great. We would all benefit from that. Principal Hunter?
That's a great question. Yes, we have definitely had some challenges that we've grown through and worked through as a school community. The first would be starting with just being able to distribute the Chromebooks at the very beginning. We had challenges with parents being able to pick up on the very first day. And so Dr. Green, Dr. Lassiter, and Dr. Golson were so kind enough to allow us a second day to go out to be able to provide the Chromebooks to those families who couldn't make it the first day. And so I was, you know, I immediately said, absolutely, I want to do a second day so that we can get as many Chromebooks into the hands of our scholars as possible. But even still, even after going out a second day, there were still parents who weren't able to pick up our Chromebooks. And so what we did as a team is we worked with these parents to try to get them in contact with the T3 office or the number that was provided for us to make sure that those scholars were able to get devices. One of the biggest issues that we've had, or that I would say Brandywine experienced, is with our ESOL families and being able to ensure that our ESOL families were able to receive the services that we were offering. We found that a lot of the phone numbers that we had on file were not accurate. One of the great things about Brandywine is that we have a lot of staff members that live in the community. And so we were able to utilize some of our staff members who weren't afraid to go out into their local community and gather information so that we can be able to reach and service even more scholars that we necessarily weren't able to do just by using our traditional means. And so I'm very excited to say that we were able to meet the needs of those scholars based on the footwork of some of my staff members who live in the Brandywine community. So I am very appreciative to them. Another obstacle that we had to overcome was the ability of, or the capacity around technology for some of our educators. Mm-hmm. And so being able to direct them to the professional development sessions that you all offered, being able to find other professional development sites or webinars or information that we were able to share with them. And I would be remiss if I did not give a big shout out to my assistant principal, Mrs. Grant, who has been very active in that role of finding webinars and finding additional information to share with our staff members. And so I'm gonna stop there and let her pick up with that.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Ms. Grant, please help us out here.
Well, I'll add briefly, and thank you, Ms. Blake, for that. I truly appreciate that. The one thing that I truly see as a concern with families is families are just really overwhelmed and stressed, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know how to manage. And so I see that as a consistent, overwhelming concern, saying, I just can't teach my child right now because I don't know how, I don't know what to do. My schedule is still a working schedule, and I don't know what my next step should be in helping my scholar. And so what I've been trying to do is just encourage them to do the best you can in supporting your student during this time. But that's one of the most recurring concerns is parents just not knowing how to truly help their student at home and feeling overwhelmed through this process. And I just find my role to be a reflective person in this matter and try to assist them by encouraging them as much as possible, but understanding what their concerns are along the way.
Ms. Smith, you bring a different perspective to the challenges. Principal Hunter and Assistant Principal Grant have been dealing with it from a leadership perspective. What about as a teacher? What have some of your challenges been, and how have you worked to overcome them?
So one of my challenges is that I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and you really can't be when you are at home, teaching from home. So I've had to accept that my cat may walk in front of the computer while I'm doing a lesson. And you know what? We're just gonna roll with it. I'm gonna, you know, laugh about it. Hopefully my kids are on the other end laughing about it, and we're gonna keep moving. So just, you know, trying to realize that it's okay, this is not going to be perfect, but And it also, I think, has brought out a little bit of more of the personal side of our bonds with our students. So, you know, they've obviously never seen my home before. I've never seen their homes before. And being able to interact like this has been really interesting. So that kind of helped to overcome that challenge a little bit. Also, as Ms. Grant was saying, with the parents, especially with the younger kids, the parents are a crucial, crucial part of this working of, you know, moving forward with digital learning. So what I've done is tried to show them as many things as I can by sharing my screen and doing tutorial videos as much as I can. And then when I do find something that I think is awesome that I want to try with them, I introduce it a little bit at a time. I'm really trying to make sure that I'm not overwhelming the parents more than I have to, helping them as much as I can from my side, but then just little tiny pieces at a time as we try new things. And if it doesn't work, then we say okay and we try something else.
Awesome. One last question for everyone on our panel today. What advice would you have for other educators? We're going to take it from an administrator's point of view and a teacher's point of view regarding our status with remote learning. And let's start with Ms. Smith this time.
Okay. For me, I would definitely say to be yourself. As an educator, like I said, it took me a little while to get over that it's not going to be perfect. But in the classroom, it's not perfect either. So, you know, technology doesn't work in the classroom. I put on a song for my kids to dance to for a moment while I try to figure it out. I've realized that I can do that digitally as well. So I honestly haven't gone back and re-recorded just because I said something wrong or, you know, something didn't work perfectly. I've kind of laughed it off and said, oh my goodness, you know, I make mistakes too. I'm human too. And we move on. So that's the biggest advice that I have is be yourself and let that be okay. Your best is okay.
From a leadership perspective, what advice do you give to your principal colleagues, Principal Hunter?
The biggest thing for me, and I've shared this being transparent with my staff, is mental health and wellness and making sure that you tap into your own needs. Sometimes as the leader of the building, you make sure that everyone else and every other entity is functioning well and you know, you meet their needs. But sometimes we have to take a few minutes to self-reflect and figure out, hey, am I okay today? And when you're not okay, it's okay to not be okay. And then you have to have a plan in place. Who are those safe people that you can reach out to when you're not having a great day? Hey, can I lean on this colleague? Or who is it on my mental health, I call it committee, that I can reach out to immediately to pour into me what I need to make sure that I'm strong enough to take on and continue to bear everything that my staff needs for me to bear? So that would be the biggest thing that I would share with my fellow principals. Self-assess your needs and do what you need to do to make sure that you're okay.
And that's outstanding advice. Ms. Grant, would you like to add anything to that?
There's just one thing, and that is be compassionate and have flexibility during this time. Mm-hmm. Because we have to remember where we all are, and everyone's level of understanding, receiving information, or coping and dealing with information are all on various levels. Just as our scholars' learning abilities, so are our abilities of adjusting and dealing with situations. So just remaining compassionate, having a level of flexibility, and just remembering these are uncharted waters that we're all on. And so let's make sure we're considering others during this process.
Thank you so much. I'm sure your colleagues across the district really appreciate your advice. Keep on doing super things down there at Brandywine Elementary.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of One-on-One with One-to-One. Please subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes. In the meantime, we leave you with this one question to think about. What are some positive things that you have done or seen at the school level during remote learning? Tweet your responses using the hashtag PGCPS, one, the word one, two, the number two, one. Hashtag PGCPS, one to one. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next month.
Can I just add one thing? I always praise her in private, but I want to praise her in public. So if I could just add this statement. As a principal, during this time, I think it's really important for us to acknowledge our teams. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank my PI, as she calls me, my partner in education, Mrs. Grant, for her continued support of not only me, but of helping to run Brandywine Elementary School, and for pouring into me this time and instilling some great jewels of knowledge for me, in that remembering that flexibility is key, remembering that it's okay to make a mistake, remembering that it's okay to be human, and that we are in this together. So I just want to say thank you to her publicly. Thank you, Ms. Smith, also. She's been phenomenal. Not only just a kindergarten teacher, she has truly embraced me as a new principal. Yeah. At Brandywine, I thank you so much. I appreciate your hard work with the staff. I appreciate your hard work with the students, maintaining our website. Any and everything that I've asked you to do, you've always said yes, and I truly appreciate that. And thank you to my entire staff. You guys are rocking it out.